This is Rochester Speaks, and as we head towards the holiday season, we're excited to tell you about a partnership that's going on right here in our community involving the Good Life Collective. And Hiram Hernandez is here, the president from the Good Life Collective, along with Jonathan Davis, who's the director of marketing, and Brooks, house manager over at Bethany House. Thank you all for stopping by this morning. Hiram, tell me a little bit about, for those in the community, just to give us some background, who the Good Life Collective is.
Yeah, so Good Life Collective, we're a family-owned and operated adult licensed dispensary in the state of New York. We just opened our doors April of this year. And basically our, you know, our, what we provide to the community obviously is legal cannabis, that's been tested, with New York cultivators. And, our mission is, you know, it's a lifestyle when you work with a Good Life Collective, and it's very important that, we give back to the community, while we're in this journey. And us partnering with Bethany House to do a Christmas drive for single mothers in need is something that we're so excited to be, you know, a part of. So we definitely want to thank Bethany House for bringing us on board, and also Umami, which is a legal cultivator in the state of New York that we carry their products, and they jumped on board with us as well. So we're very, very excited to be here today.
Yeah, Brooks, so from the Bethany House, how did this all start, and how did you get in touch with the Good Life Collective?
Well, they actually got in touch with us. It was to our great surprise that there was an organization out there that was interested in wanting to be a part of our community and assisting the ladies that we service, who are in great need of items as well, in which we try to provide them the things that they need. We first started back in 1977 is when Bethany House first opened its doors, and that mission was started with Dorothy Day and Peter Morin, and it's operated under the Catholic Worker Movement, in which we service our community by assisting our persons with temporary housing or shelter, as well as providing food pantry services to our community as well.
How much need is there in the community for these women that we might not even realize?
There is an excessive need, especially with it being a great housing crisis at the moment, which it just increases year by year. It's so bad that we are not able to really promise or secure permanent housing for our ladies, but we are there temporarily on their journey to try to bridge those gaps, provide them extra support, the needs that they are asking us for. So, and it's always a great help when we have community members join us on trying to provide those needs, because we operate solely on private donations.
That's right. And Jonathan, as the director of marketing over there at the Good Life Collective, why is it so important for you to also participate this holiday season, get involved?
The reason why it's so important to me is because I personally know people that have been in the same situation as without being homeless, needing to find housing and going through the hoops of trying to get things together. So to me, it's very dear to my heart to connect with these people and get them what they need for the holiday season.
Yeah, especially as the holiday season, it gets cold here in Rochester, it gets just brutal outside. So you're calling this the Christmas drive, and you said that this is all-encompassing. You're given everything, right?
Everything.
What can people gather, and then how can they give to the organizations here involved?
Yes, so, I mean, basically, so there's a few ways, right? So we're collecting items that you can drop off at our physical location, which is 155 Monroe Avenue, and we're open from 9 in the morning to 9 at night on Fridays and Saturdays to 10 o'clock. You can also log into thebethanyhouse.com, and you can either, like, if you don't want to, or don't have the time to really come to the shop or whatever and bring stuff in, you know, you can also go to thebethanyhouse.com and you can donate via monies. I believe there's like an Amazon link. Brooks can really talk more about that, but I just want to make a note. We'll go pick it up. Just call us and we'll go to your house, you know, and
definitely
pick it up. For that's how important it is to us, you know. So, but anyways, Brooks, you can kind of chime in on that. Yeah,
thank you. I do have to correct you on the website.
Okay, sorry.
No yeah. Sorries at all.
Yeah.
The website is bethanyhouserocknewyork.org. Bethany House, ROCNY.org. And we do have several ways to donate, and that would be financially through a PayPal link. You can use either a credit card or your PayPal account to donate financially. You can donate by mailing in a check to Bethany House at 1111 Joseph Ave, Rochester, New York, 14621. And we also have an Amazon wish list that is on a link on our website as well. It'll take you directly to our Amazon, and it'll have a very highly detailed list of all the items that it entails to provide support to the shelter and support to the women that we service. You can also call the Bethany House at 585-454-4197. Monday through Sunday to inquire about donating at the house or at our shelter location.
So you could donate through the Good Life Collective or right there at the house or online. And Brooks, from that inside perspective that you have over at Bethany House, what types of things are purchased with this money donated? What can we expect this to be used for?
This will go to the greater needs of the woman in the house or the items that it helps to support them with their in-house lifestyle and beyond their stay with Bethany. They are in a great need of toiletry items, cleaning supplies and products. A lot of undergarments, bras, underwear, socks are some of the greater things. We are coming up on the Christmas season, and we're asking if people can find it in their hearts to be able to try to bless a woman or a child with a gift. General gift items helped. They are in a great need of transportation services as well, so we've been asking for transportation gift cards if possible. We apply for grants for RTS bus passes, but we have just run out of that, so we're trying to secure other methods to keep these ladies out and searching for their next step, for that next apartment, the next job, that next car, to progress their journey and help them reach the goals that they're trying to fulfill.
So again, you can drop off at also at 155 Monroe Avenue at the Good Life Collective. Jonathan, tell us a little bit about the specific items that we're looking for that you guys collect for this.
All right. At first, we have been for like size 4, 5, and 6 diapers, wipes, and formula. But after talking to Ms. Brooks, she was telling us about other needs that people would need as far as like undergarments, hygiene products, and stuff like that. Another thing that we are doing to make the drive more excited and more enticing to the people, everybody that do donate to the drive, we are putting aside of a raffle. In this raffle, you are able to win numerous gifts from out the shop, including merch and things of that sort. So we are doing that. And basically, that's it.
Yeah, so there's incentive, too, beyond just helping out a need in the community. And Hiram, you guys have been, now you're doing this because you care so much about the community. And have you found also that your customers, the community that comes in and buys your stuff, that they also care about this and that it's a whole culture of just care and support?
They really do, man. I mean, we just started this yesterday. We just started, and we've already received, in my opinion, and a significant amount, of donations already, and so we're very excited. We're very grateful, that our customers, they responded so fast to it. And, and we're excited to be here at this radio station, to spread the word. And we hope that, your listeners will, help us out.
Yeah, there's still weeks of an opportunity left here for you.
Absolutely.
And it's really encouraging to hear that.
Yes.
Already so much is pouring in.
Yes.
Why do you think that is, that the community who stops by your place there and buys your products is also willing to give even more while they're there?
I think, I think cannabis is such a, it brings people together, believe it or not. I think cannabis is something everybody can relate, for the most part, to cannabis. You have people that had a bad experience with it. There's some people that just don't partake in it, and that's fine, but I think a lot of it just has to do with that it just it just brings people together, so.
And they care.
They care.
And so, other than I know you got a whole bunch of products there. What would somebody who might be looking for something that you have to, help them in their daily life, what can they find at your place?
Oh, man. So, we carry all products from beverages all the way from edibles, vapes, flower, in every form, pre-rolls, and everything is tested from a New York state. So there's no chemicals. Everything is a clean, whatever you're putting into your body. And we get all types of customers that walk into the door. We have the entry-level consumer that basically they're just looking for a sativa-based product just to kind of get them through the day. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of people that come in for sleep. We have a lot of great sleep gummies. We have that have CBN, CBG in them. We also have, and then we have the hybrids where people just kind of want to mellow out. You know, they don't want to, go, you know, too crazy or whatever the case may be. And then we have our typical recreational smoker that they just, there's, you know, recreational smokers. And we have a little bit, you know, for everyone at that place. And it's warm, it's inviting, it's a family business. So you're definitely going to be treated with respect, with care. And,
Well, that's so cool. You got so many things because who's not dealing with anxiety right now or pain right now?
Yeah.
I mean, what you're saying is that I know it's kind of got a stigma around it, right? Still, even after it's mm-hmm. legal, it's safe, it's tested, mm-hmm. all those things, but there's still kind of this stigma around it. And, you know, for some people, you guys are working to fight that stigma by creating this welcoming, open environment and by doing such good work in the community. Maybe Jonathan, talk a little bit about how important that is for you guys to spread the message, not just of helping out during the holidays here, which is an important message, but also how much you guys help out with your products that help calm people down, reduce their pain, help them sleep.
To me, I think a lot of people see it as like a cope mechanism, like help them get through a long day. Like if you got a long day at work and you just want to unwind, calm down, it kind of helps with that. But another thing I want to touch on is that we're more than just a product. We're trying to establish a brand. So with this brand, we're building a community around that brand. So that's what helps us with being able to connect with the people and being to understand what they need, understand what they want, because we also been in their situation too.
Yeah.
And just to kind of piggyback off that, you know, cannabis is legal in New York State now. You know, a lot of these transactions prior to this, they were done secretly, quietly, you know, versus now. Those transactions could be done, you know, in the open now because it's legal, you know. And that's kind of like our goal. That's our mission, you know. And so it's very important to us. That's why our store looks the way it looks. It's inviting, you know. We call it, you know, the Apple Store of cannabis, you know. So, you know, that's kind of like what you experience when you get in there, because you just kind of want to, you know, we want good energy so people can purchase and, you know, their cannabis in a, you know, in a comfortable way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what a great opportunity to learn more, maybe if you're not familiar with either the Good Life Collective or cannabis in general, but you think it might help, might be a great way to supplement to your life, a coping mechanism, like you said, Jonathan. But then while you're at it, also help out Bethany House and what they have going on this holiday season. I mean, this partnership that you guys have is amazing. Brooks, talk a little bit about, you know, your experience with the Good Life Collective and how this partnership has been and what you're looking forward to with this drive.
Well, it was just that great sense of community and wanting to be a part of something that makes it not just community, but intertwining to become family. You know, so I'm very excited to progress our relationship, and hopefully we can continue to build that community around us forming together and becoming family, becoming supportive of each other. The guys have already volunteered or are searching for persons to come and help us with our Thanksgiving drive for the community. You know, that continuous, let me continue to help you, not just do this thing. How can I be of more of a support, you know? And that's something that we do, continued support for our ladies. You know, they can stay up to 45 days, and it doesn't mean that, you know, it just ends there. Yeah. So, and I like to see when persons come in and want to be of enough support to us that it doesn't end there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the show must go on. We continue to intertwine that love and compassion for what we love to do, the things that we have experienced, so we are able to then provide that, those meaningful relationships and connections as well. It means the world to us. It means that much more to our ladies who may not have that handout or that item that they're deserving of, to know and see that even though, you know, their surroundings are or it may look like it's not the best right now, there are people who you don't know who love you, who support you, who want to do for you. And we just want to continue to push that message forth and continue to foster those relationships.
That's right. Yeah. From Bethany House Brooks, thanks so much for joining us. She's the house manager over there. Again, can you say that website one more time
for us? Yes. It's BethanyHouseRockNewYork.org. BethanyHouseRockNewYork.org.
And Hiram and Jonathan from the Good Life Collective, 155 Monroe Avenue. Stop on by now till Christmas, right?
Yes.
So you got plenty of opportunity to not only check out the great products that you guys have and the great service and community that you're building over there, but also contribute to the greater good here in our Rochester area. So thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Appreciate you.